This is Akashvani, the news read by Gitanjali Hurya Mathur. Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah has said that White Revolution 2.0 will lead to empowerment of women, fight malnutrition in children, generate employment, strengthen organic farming and enhance soil fertility through organic farming in the country. He was speaking at a national level conference in New Delhi today on a series of transformational initiatives taken in 100 days of his ministry. He said, "Today India has become the largest milk-producing country in the world." Mr. Shah said, "Maximum women are engaged in the dairy sector, with some generating business worth 60,000 crore rupees in Gujarat alone." The Corporation Minister said, "It was the long-standing demand that there should have been a Ministry of Corporation, and this demand was fulfilled by the NDA government." Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said, "No power on earth can bring Article 370 and Article 35A back to Jammu and Kashmir as long as the BJP is in power." Prime Minister Modi said that these have gone forever. Addressing election rallies in Katra and Srinagar, the Prime Minister said that BJP was committed to restoring statehood to J&K as promised in the Parliament. The Prime Minister said today, "The world is watching how the people of Jammu and Kashmir are strengthening India's democracy." Mr. Modi said it was BJP government that started the Vande Bharat Express train from Delhi to Katra. He said that Pakaldal, Rattlekeru and Kavar Power projects are currently under construction and will not only generate electricity but will also provide livelihoods for the youth of Jammu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to United States from 21st to 23rd of this month. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said today the visit, Prime Minister will take part in Quad Leaders Summit in Wilmington, Delaware on Saturday. The Foreign Secretary informed that Prime Minister will interact with several foreign leaders and interact with the Indian diaspora in the US. He said that Prime Minister will also meet with a host of business and industry leaders. A meeting on the Joint Committee on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 was held in New Delhi today. The committee has been constituted under the chairmanship of Lok Sabha MP Jagdambika Pal. The 31 members committee consists 21 members from Lok Sabha and 10 members from Rajya Sabha. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 is intended to overcome the shortcomings and to enhance the efficiency of the administration and management of Waqf properties. The bill has provision of renaming of Waqf Act 1995 as the Unified Waqf Management, Empowerment, Efficiency and Development Act 1995. It also provides for the functions of survey commissioner to the collector or any other officer not below the rank of deputy collector duly nominated by the collector for the survey of Waqf properties. In the first cricket test of the two-match series against Bangladesh, India were 339 for 6 at the end of the first day's play at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. Ravichandran Ashwin scored his 6th test century and was batting at 102 along with Ravindra Jadeja at 86 when stumps were drawn. Yashasvi Jaiswal scored 56 while Rishabh Pant contributed 39 for India. Hasan Mahmood took 4 wickets for Bangladesh. Bangladesh won the toss and opted to field. The World Health Organization, WHO, today declared Jordan as the first country in the world to eliminate leprosy, marking a significant milestone in global public health efforts. WHO said that Jordan has not reported any autonomous cases of leprosy for over 2 decades. The declaration was made after commissioning an independent team to assess this situation. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall in Andaman and Nicobar Islands till tomorrow. East Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya are expected to witness heavy rainfall at isolated places Sunday onwards. And that is the end of this news bulletin.